Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Blind essay you may have heard already today that is taking the Institute of Certified Bookkeepers to the Equality Court over what it says is discrimination against visually impaired students. On the line with us is Blind SA's president, Christo de Klerk. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. de Klerk. Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening to you and to the listeners, and thank you for the opportunity.
Why are you taking the ICB to the Equality Court?
Well, in brief, because they are discriminating against our students. Mm. If I can give you a bit of background, A Blind SA is a national non-profit organization which has 49 branches all over the country, and those branches consist of members who are volunteers, so nobody get paid for their services as members of Blind SA. Now, the treasurers of those branches are therefore all doing that as volunteers. Most of them are unemployed. Most of them do not have any financial experience. So we thought it would be a very good idea to give them training in financial management so they could better do the financial work of the branches, but not just that. It would then create an opportunity for employment when they get their qualifications. So we enrolled them in this course. It's a course presented by the FACET CETA, and they are also sponsoring the training. They are sponsoring a training of 50 students, of which 80% have to be youth, and 50% have to be female, and we managed that. We had a sifting process, and we got the best. Mm. And the training commenced. They've done about 60% of the class training, but now they still have to do portfolios of evidence. They've got to do learnerships. So a year after the course started, they will then, the successful ones will get their qualifications. But they have to do their exams with the ICB. Now, we try to engage with the ICB about the accessibility of their online platform to blind persons. We wanted them to allow us to test the site to see if it would be accessible. They absolutely refused that. They said they were tested for accessibility themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I explained that sighted people who are not screen reader users, who use the mouse, wouldn't just not be able to do that, because blind people use the keyboard, not the mouse. They use screen reading software.
Mm-hmm.
They said they would test it. Anyway, so they ran some online test that's supposed to check for accessibility. That then pointed out accessibility issues, and they said, sorry, our site is not accessible, and they deregistered our people, and they simply refused to engage with us any further. We gave them another option, because they said they were not going to make the site accessible because it would take too long, it's expensive. So we gave them the option of allowing our students to do the paper-based exam like the ICB people used to do until they started their online process a short while ago. They would not even entertain that. They're not interested in discussing that at all. Section 27 tried to set up a meeting with them. They're not interested at all. So we had no other option but to launch this urgent legislation against them in the quality court on the grounds of discrimination.
Have they acknowledged at all? We tried to reach out to them. They were not responsive. Have they acknowledged at all that this is something that they need to look into and maybe, you know, review their decisions?
Not at all. The interesting thing is when you register on their website, they claim to make provision for visually impaired people. They allow extra time and so on. But now the site isn't accessible. Otherwise, they've not acknowledged at all. They're simply just not interested in allowing us to do the exam in any way.
And what does this mean for the students? This is it? Is this it?
It is devastating to them. They are anxious, they are highly upset, because remember, these are unemployed people who are getting a stipend while they are in training. There is no other income. This would open avenues of employment for them, and now this is in jeopardy. So, you know, we're fighting the case now. We're asking the court to compel them to make their site accessible or to allow our students to do the exam in some alternative way. But, you know, we just don't want this to stop.
Appreciate your time. We'll obviously follow up on the story as well as it goes along, especially when it goes to court. Blind SA's President Christo de Klerk.
Thank you very much.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.